Brexit Plans by Benjamin Muller and Stephanie Castle. London. Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation on Friday after 3 years of trying and failing to pull Britain out of the European Union, throwing her country into an unpredictable situation and setting off a bare-knuckled contest among other conservative lawmakers to replace her. As she stood behind a lectern outside 10 Downing Street, Mrs. May admitted that a different leader was needed to shepherd the split known as Brexit. But she also warned that the unyielding stance taken by the hard-line factions of lawmakers who had proved her undoing would have to change. To succeed, he or she will have to find consensus in Parliament where I have not, Mrs. May said. Such a consensus can only be reached if those on all sides of the debate are willing to compromise. Whether such compromise is even possible in Britain's polarized politics is unclear at best. Brexit has splintered both the Conservatives and the opposition Labour Party into warring factions since the referendum that narrowly approved the departure on June 23, 2016. A second referendum that could keep Britain in the European Union remains a distant possibility. But many Conservative lawmakers have grown more hardline during Mrs. May's long, fractious tenure and now support leaving the bloc with no withdrawal deal at all, a move opposed by a majority in Parliament and one that most analysts warn could bring dire economic consequences. Mrs. May's departure, eagerly anticipated even by members of her own cabinet, is certain to mean a politically charged summer in Britain. Mrs. May said she would step down as Conservative Party leader on June 7th, a few days after President Trump makes an official state visit. The contest to succeed her will begin the following week, and Mrs. May will remain in office until her successor is chosen. Brexit, meanwhile, will remain in a state of suspended animation until a new leader is chosen. Britain was originally scheduled to leave the European bloc on March 29th, but the deadline was extended to October 31st after Parliament refused 3 times to pass the withdrawal agreement that Mrs. May had negotiated with European leaders. Boris Johnson, the former Foreign Secretary and a hard-line supporter of Brexit, on Friday signaled an unflinching attitude, foreshadowing the tone for a leadership contest. He is a leading contender to replace Mrs. May.